This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
President Trump stating again yesterday he would like to speak with Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his team of investigators probing possible collusion with Russia. This as the president continues to shuffle his legal team, bringing in a couple new faces even as others leave. Let's bring in Chris Swecker, former assistant director of the FBI. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. A lot going on. And one of those things is the continued conversation about whether or not this president will decide to or be asked to sit down directly with Robert Mueller, should he?
Well, he's been all over the place on that issue. First, he thinks the special counsel doesn't need to exist, won't talk to him ever. Now he wants to talk to him. If I were his attorney, he's a nightmare client. If I were his attorney, I wouldn't let him anywhere near the special counsel. Now, having said that, I don't think the special counsel has to talk to him. Doesn't need to talk to him. I think he's offering that up as a courtesy to the president to give him an opportunity to explain some things.
You know, we've obviously noted that he's shaking up his legal team ahead of this possible interview. What does that tell you?
Well, it tells me that the president is driving the strategy. I'm not sure he listens to the lawyers all that much. And I believe he wants people who fit with his mindset, that this is a witch hunt. He's being framed. This is all, you know, some political ploy to get him out of office and invalidate his presidency.
Obviously.
So I think he's picking people that obviously agree with that.
You're looking at members of his legal team, the two new additions, Joe DeGeneva and Victoria Tenzing. These are obviously lawyers that have been very critical of this probe. It's going to be fascinating to watch how the strategy changes now with this new legal team in place.
Yeah, it is. And I think part of this is driven by a little bit of panic on the part of the president. It's very obvious, and I served directly under Director Mueller for 2.5 years as head of the criminal division. It's obvious to me that he's driving towards something bigger, an indictment of some type. The fact that Flynn has not been sentenced and then keeping him on ICE, the same thing with Papadopoulos. That's what you do when you're moving up the ladder, if you will. So I'm not saying I know who will be indicted, but I think that Mueller is moving towards a much more significant indictment. And I think the president is getting a sense of that, and I think his legal team has a sense of that, and I think they're sort of circling the wagons, getting ready for their defense, because I think it's going to hit fairly close to the president. I don't think that Trump himself is the actual crosshairs.
Well, only time will tell there. But yes, I think that, you know, some of the signs would lead you to believe that the president is preparing for something more dramatic, we might say. Meanwhile, again, President Trump ordered the expulsion of dozens of Russian diplomats and the closure of the consulate in Seattle. This, of course, resulting to a nerve agent attack on an ex-Russian spy in the UK earlier this month. This according to senior administration officials. So a total of 60 Russian intelligence officers in the U.S. are being invited to leave and directed to leave post haste, as they might say. And, you know, with these steps, the United States and our allies and partners make clear to Russia that its actions have consequences. This is what White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders had to say. The United States stands ready to cooperate to build a better relationship with Russia, but this can only happen with a change in the Russian government's behavior. Russia, which has been blamed for the attack, has denied wrongdoing. Officials said a total of 60 Russians are being expelled, as I mentioned, including 48 at the Russian embassy and 12 at the United Nations. And no, they will not be paying any of their parking fines on the way out. You know how that goes. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved. Let us know your thoughts. You can drop me an email. Love to hear from you. Good, bad, or indifferent. Okay. Fire away. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, you know, a lot of discussion about China. You know, are they playing fair? I think most people would agree that they have not been. They've been getting away with all kinds of stuff, you know, at every turn, whether it has to do with trade deficits, intellectual property, and on and on. Our next guest is going to be talking about China's great wall of debt, the shadow banks, ghost cities, massive loans, and the end of the Chinese miracle. Is that possible? Denny McMahon spent 10 years as a financial journalist in China, including 6 years in Beijing at the Wall Street Journal and 4 years with Dow Jones Newswires in Shanghai, where he contributed to the Far Eastern Economic Review. So he's been there, done it, bought the T-shirt probably more than once, right, Denny?
That's right.
Hey, well, thank you so much for coming on to, you know, talk about all things China and bring us up to date here regarding China's great wall of debt. I mean, people might in this country be surprised when they hear China's great wall of debt. Break that down for us.
No, absolutely. I mean, certainly from the outside, China's economy looks like a juggernaut, a behemoth. It's been going from strength to strength for 3 decades. Mm-hmm. And I think globally, the general assumption is that within a very short period of time, China will become the world's biggest economy and might even challenge the United States in terms of for the role of the global power. But when you're kind of up close and you actually can look under the hood and see how this economy works, things are certainly not as rosy. The advantage I had as being a journalist in China is I could see the degree of waste and excess and risk-taking and debt accumulating very rapidly on a huge scale in China. And it's now got to a point where it genuinely threatens both the stability of the financial system and the stability of this economic juggernaut.
Mm-hmm. Are they putting themselves in a position here, where they cannot come back? Like you say, they're compromised. It would, based on what you're telling us and other things I've read, that they seem compromised. Their foundation is cracking a bit. If there's any pressure on this, what's going to happen to them?
What the actual outcome will be is hard to say. I think conceivably China could have a financial crisis. I mean, certainly the leaders in Beijing are aware of the possibility, and over the last year they've really started to try and reform the financial system, but we're in very, very early stages at the moment. It could experience a recession. It could experience something like Japan, which had a lost decade of and next to no growth. Or it could just simply, the pace of growth could simply slow significantly. So last year, China's economy grew at 6.9%, which is still an incredible pace. Mm. But if China managed to grow, if it only grew at 2%, for example, then everything that we expect of China goes out the window. The United States is currently growing at 2%. Mm. So if China's growing as fast as the U.S., it's not catching up. It's treading water.
Exactly.
Well, so we had... Sorry.
Go ahead and finish your thought here, and then I'll interject. Go ahead.
So, you were completely right. We're looking at the foundations of this miracle. are fracturing, partly because they've built this economic growth model around the rapid accumulation of debt, which cannot continue. And secondly, it's facing these other economic challenges, which it's going to struggle even more to deal with, such as China is no longer a cheap place to manufacture goods anymore. And the other big thing is that its population is rapidly aging, and its working age population is falling. This is sort of all the direct fallout from the one-child policy.
Exactly.
China's looking at this position where it will grow old before it grows rich, and if that happens, it'll be much, much more difficult to actually grow rich.
So some of the heretofore advantages they've had regarding the price of labor and so on may go out the door, and then you bring Donald Trump's trade tariffs into play. What does that do?
Yeah, well, I think with the trade tariffs, what we're seeing from the president at the moment is very much the first salvo. I think, you know, we're going to see these trade tensions go on for quite some time, largely because what the U.S. is trying to do is change China's behavior, to sort of wean them off protectionism while sort of minimizing the harm to the U.S. economy. So, I mean, there was a report in the Wall Street Journal today that, you know, the U.S. and China are sort of coming to the table to try and work out some sort of solution. But I really think that the U.S. is probably going to have to apply pressure indefinitely on China because, you know, the protectionist tendencies that are baked into the Chinese economy are so well ingrained that it's going to take a long time to unravel them. And what I mean by that is typically as outsiders, we kind of assume that the way China is run is that Beijing is all powerful and that whatever the central government in Beijing says gets carried out throughout the rest of the economy. And that is not how it works at all. The USTR, the U.S. Trade Representative Office, actually said this a couple of years ago. It kind of doubted the ability of Beijing to be able to impose its own industrial policy on the rest of the country. And that's because every level of government in China, whether it be state-owned companies or the provinces or the cities, have an incredible amount of discretion over how they run the economy in their local areas. And they all engage in some sort of protectionism at their local level, whether that's
exactly.
Subsidies, whether it be administrative ways to protect their local companies, or is it sort of cash handouts to help sort of their own companies buy up technology abroad. And so that's why it's going to be so difficult and such a prolonged process, because we can negotiate with Beijing all we want, but for Beijing to then be able to impose discipline on the rest of the country, that is going to take time and effort.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think, you know, you bring up an excellent point. But I also wonder at the same time, Denny, does the United States, are they perceiving China's vulnerability here?
You know, I don't think they are. But I think at the moment the U.S. priority is, so if I can take a step back, I think the biggest challenge to the U.S. at the moment is not necessarily China's vulnerability, but it is the techniques China hopes to use to be able to avoid an economic reckoning. Now, what I mean by that is that the leaders in Beijing are very clear of the challenges that they face. They realize they have to change the economic model, and they've laid out a vision for how they're going to change. And that vision is about moving into more high-tech, more technologically advanced industries. They know that they've got problems with the way the industry currently works. They know they've got too many steel mills. They know they produce way more aluminium than their economy will ever produce, ever actually need. And so it's like, okay, the existing industries are suffering overcapacity from everything from steel to paper to solar panels. Mm-hmm. So we need to move up the value chain. But the problem with that is the way that you force march an economy into more technologically advanced industries is with subsidies, is with cash handouts, is with the same sort of protectionist techniques that China has applied to steel to become the global behemoth in steel.
Right.
At the same time, these are the industries that places like the United States and even Japan and the European Union, they see their economic future as being in these more technologically advanced industries like robotics, like semiconductors, and like electric vehicles. And so if China tries to muzzle in on these sort of industries, I think these that sort of potentially poses a bigger challenge to the rest of the world at the moment, particularly in this environment where, you know, the rest of the world isn't willing to put
exactly
up Chinese protectionism like I used to.
We got to go to break. We'll be right back with Denny McMay and more from him on China's Great Wall of Debt right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bill Martinez, live.
He's alive. He's alive. He's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates.
Join us online.
celebrates Holy Week here across this country. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Denny McMahon is with us. Spent 10 years as a financial journalist in China, including 6 years in Beijing. And he's revealing, some interesting facts about China's great wall of debt. You know, Denny, to hear you talk, it's kind of interesting and maybe even ironic that you hear China almost following the way of the West and the very criticisms they have for America. It's like, well, you're pointing fingers at us, but you got three coming back at you.
Yeah, it's incredible that you say that, Bill, because I remember being in Beijing in the wake of the global financial crisis. Certainly among Chinese leaders, there was this sense of real schadenfreude that the U.S. had racked up and Europe had racked up all this debt, and they'd been lecturing China for years about how China should run its own economy. And lo and behold, the whole sort of Western system had fallen apart, and China was the strongest economy standing. But one of the reasons that China was the strongest economy standing is that it launched a massive stimulus program in response to the global financial crisis. But that stimulus was very different from the sort of stimuluses in other places like the US. So in most of the world, it was the central or the federal government that borrowed money and sort of started spending. In China, what they did, the central government didn't really do that. Instead, it told the banks to start lending significantly more money, which is something you can do in a communist country where most of the banks are owned by the government. You just sort of give them the instructions to lend more, and they sort of jump too. They had this situation where the banks massively ramped up their lending in 2009 to sort of support economic growth. And the reality is it never really stopped. Just year on year, you have this rapid accumulation of debt to a point where, today, in absolute terms, China's the debt in China's financial system is, relative to the size of the economy, is probably a little bit bigger than that of the United States. Mm-hmm. But the real issue is the pace at which it has accumulated. Wow. Because when debt racks up this quickly and on this scale, it's difficult to find places productive to actually invest it. And, you get a whole lot of financial risks building. And almost invariably, in almost every other country that has experienced a comparably fast, comparably big build-up in debt, it's resulted in some sort of financial crisis, such as in the United States prior to the subprime crisis.
Exactly.
Or in Spain prior to the Eurozone crisis, mm-hmm. or Thailand prior to the Asian financial crisis, or Japan prior to the lost decade. And so we're in this situation now where China has racked up so much debt so quickly, and the economic model, its growth, is so dependent on this rapid accumulation that it's posing a real threat to stability if things continue the way they are.
Exactly. Well, interesting that you would have the government, Beijing, saying to the banks, lend more money. Of course, here in the United States, Barack Obama told the feds, we'll just print up more money. And so, infuse $6 trillion of paper money, and sooner or later we're going to have to pay for that, right?
Well, in China, the problem is even worse than that. If you look at the accumulation of new money, the printing of new money, and clearly the United States isn't the only place that's done this. Europe did the same thing, printed a huge amount of money. Japan, the same. But if you add all the new money created since 2008 in the United States, plus what was printed in Europe, plus what was printed in Japan, it still is nowhere near the volume of new money created in China over that period.
Really?
And so you get this situation in China where you kind of have bubbles appearing everywhere. The property prices in China are absolutely crazy. The government is constantly trying to micromanage the property market because it's such a big contributor to growth. Building new apartment buildings, construction work, it's great for growth. Mm. So they're constantly trying to make sure that prices don't collapse and sort of trying to keep them buoyant. And then you get, you had a stock market bubble a few years ago, which popped. And you kind of get all sorts of tiny little asset bubbles all around the country, things like aged wine and arts and antiques. And the reason is because there is so much money and just nowhere to invest it. And so it's, you know, if we think the United States faces issues because of all the money it created, the problem in China is an order of magnitude greater.
That's amazing. And as you mentioned, you know, here are these communities they've been building up to stimulate their economy, but nobody's living in them.
Oh, I know.
These ghost cities, right?
Yeah, the phenomenon of ghost cities is quite amazing. I mean, it kind of takes the idea of a ghost town and turns it on its head. So, I mean, ghost towns of California and Colorado are sort of dotted with them. Mm-hmm. Places that sprung up overnight with gold rushes and then hollowed out just as quickly when the gold ran out. But these ghost cities in China, well, firstly, they're an order of magnitude bigger. I mean, these are proper freestanding cities, mm-hmm. but they were built from scratch and they never attracted in the first place anywhere near the scale of the population that they were actually built for. And so there was one particular ghost city I visited a number of times. It was up in China's northeast in a city called Tieling in mm-hmm. Liaoning province. And this, it could have been one of the most beautiful cities I'd actually visited in China. It had this lovely man-made lake, these canals that ran through the city, these very nicely designed government buildings and office towers and two high schools, a hospital, a tennis center, a water park, and there's just row after row of apartment buildings. But the thing is, this thing was built not for people, it was built for economic growth. So to give you an insight into sort of the dynamic that sort of creates this sort of waste, the local officials in China, their success is measured by the extent to which they can stimulate economic growth. But then you've kind of got these mayors who are only in the job for a term of 5 years. And more often than not, they get moved on to the next thing after 3 or 4 years. And so the question is, how are they supposed to prove themselves? How are they supposed to, you know, increase economic growth in such a short period of time? And the answer is, what they do is they borrow money and then they build something. And it's that construction work that immediately contributes to economic growth in the short term. But the debt isn't their problem.
Exactly. They're gone before it needs to be paid. It's a great gig if you can get away with it. So if you're any kind of a consumer and you're looking for a place to rent, you go in and you're looking for an apartment, they might even offer you the entire floor because it's vacant, right?
That's exactly. I've seen that time and time again. I've seen in certain parts of the country, you get two apartments for the price of one. You know, if you buy a shop front, they'll give you a villa. I've been to one place that, you know, if you bought an apartment, they'd give you a free car and free wedding photos. So, you know, there's no one there. But the reason they do that is because they don't want to see prices fall. You know,
right.
Local government officials, they want the official, data for housing prices. They want it to always keep rising. And so they fudge it. They sort of do things like, well, you know, if we give you two apartments, then we only really record the price of the first one. You know, the other one, the second one doesn't affect
exactly.
Price.
Yeah, at this point, it's easy to hide, I guess. Well, what about, all this being done in the midst of an environment where people are still having a hard time breathing?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's actually one of the reasons my wife and I left. We always promised ourselves that when we started a family, we'd get out. And so we now have a young son, and we're pretty happy with the move. China's environment has really taken a toll from all this growth. The thing that probably gets the most coverage is the air pollution, because
yes.
it's the thing you notice the first. I mean, you get off the plane in Beijing and you can taste the air.
Wow.
But it's not just air. I mean, China has massive water pollution and water supply problems.
Wow.
It has huge soil pollution problems. I might get the number slightly wrong, but I know there was a survey a few years ago which found that something like, I think it was 12% of
wow.
China's arable land is heavily contaminated.
That's incredible.
Really not
well, Denny, we got to leave it right there. We're out of time. Thank you so much.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The Senior Living Advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Open the heavens.
Way like us, fresh every day and independent, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Boy, get ready for this shocker. It's being revealed that the Orlando nightclub shooter's father was a secret FBI informant. This is what officials are revealing. And, of course, boy, this is, going to... Wow, I mean, it's shocking people, no doubt. Of course, as you may be aware, the Pulse shooter's wife is right now in court, and so some of this information being revealed in court documents regarding the father-in-law and him being a secret FBI informant. So stay tuned. More details to come. Well, what is going on with our educational system? Our teachers are running amok. I mean, if they're not having sex with their class, you know, with their students, ideology that is being purported upon our kids and the indoctrination attempts are being a bit much. The U.S. government, a U.S. government teacher at El Rancho High School in Southern California was secretly filmed berating a student for wearing a Marine sweatshirt. Yeah, I don't know if you heard about this, referring to them as the lowest of the low, repeatedly insulting their intelligence and capability. It's reportedly that that teacher has been fired, and here to tell us more about it is retired Army Captain Tyler Merritt, former Special Ops Commander and co-founder of Nine Line Apparel. Captain, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, pretty good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you for being here with us. I mean, teachers are running amok here on campus. I mean, they just, I guess they're caught up in this echo chamber that think that they're all knowing and all wise. And for them to attack the very institutions that protect their freedom to speak and to teach in a free country. Boy, I mean, you know, talk about shooting yourself in the foot here.
No, it is pretty crazy, and to kind of surmise, definitely outraged just watching it. I'm sure like a lot of other parents out there who are thinking, is this happening in my school? And mm-hmm. and it definitely prompted me to make an unscheduled surprise visit to see what's going on in the classrooms. And I'm happy to report in Savannah, Georgia, they are still singing the national anthem, standing for the pledge, and not teaching hateful rhetoric. So good job here.
Well, yeah, that's great. And probably for most of the country, that is the case, or at least we want to believe that, Tyler. And that, you know, with, you know, some of these outliers, like, this teacher, Gregory Salcedo, who happens to be also a member of the city council, no doubt, who went on a 5-minute rant to compare military recruiters to pimps and ask why they're allowed to come into public schools. It's like, whoa, I mean, you're really unhinged here. And, but this is the situation that exists in America today where the tail is shaking the dog.
Yeah, I really wish they could come and meet some of the former recruiters that are working with me. I got a sergeant major as I'm looking out over my production floor who's just recently retired, spent 20 years in the Army and left as a recruiter. And that's a rough job.
Yeah.
You have to go into some very, less than hospitable areas sometimes, and you know, some nice areas that are also equally hostile for different reasons. You're trying to get the best of the best for a fighting force, so you want people who are intellectually strong, physically strong, mentally capable to handle those type of stresses, and they come from all over. And I know I'm from Connecticut, and there's not that many people in the military from Greenwich, Connecticut, and I know recruiters that would come to our high school would be berated because, you know, not in our WASPy town in Greenwich, Connecticut, will we allow people to go into the military. That's beneath our children. And it really all goes back to this huge civil-military divide, you know, the difference between those who serve and those who don't. And it's not anything negative. It kind of does go back and equate to our sexism and racism. It's just a lack of understanding and knowledge of the other individual. And I think that's what we need to try to promote and bring to light here is the understanding of what our Marines go through and that they're very smart individuals. They're very capable of doing other things. They chose to serve.
Right, exactly. I mean, you really are talking the best of the best because it's with it being an all-volunteer Army these days. You know, they scrutinize. I met with, you know, several recruiters in Port St. Lucie, Florida here a couple of weeks back. And, you know, what the kids have to go through. It's not like the old days that if you had, you know, some breath going through you, you know, you were allowed to come in the military. I mean, there's a lot of pre-screening that takes place. And of course, this is why when I went through the Marine Corps, there was such a high attrition rate. You know, I've shared with our audience before that when I went in 1970 toward the end of Vietnam, the attrition rate was incredible. I mean, of the 87 that they picked up on that first nine, only 23 graduated 12 weeks later. Not all were washed out. Some were. Some had to be delayed because they just weren't strong enough, or they were out of shape and weighed too much. And you know, eventually, you know, some of them made it through. But still, the attrition rate, when you think of it, just at that top level, it's quite incredible. But nowadays, it's not that way. They say, yeah, there's, you know, they might have one or two wash out, but not to the levels that I experienced when I went in.
No, I think the attritional model obviously has some merit. I went into West Point in 2002. Started with 1,350 classmates. I graduated with 890. You know, you go from there to flight school, similar number of dropouts. You go from there to the special operations community, you know, exponential number of dropouts. But you're still talking about starting with a common core group of individuals that are highly qualified to do just about anything.
Exactly.
So it's the scrutiny that goes into maintaining an operating force that is, to your point, all volunteer for the last decade plus of constant habitual deployments. We've had to kind of have a dynamic shift in how we choose our military members, how we pay and compensate our military members. because we need them to last for 20 years, and we're burning them out. I mean, I have a lot of my buddies who are, you know, 10 plus years in, and they look like they're 7 years old.
Wow.
I mean, this is a profession, and this is a group of individuals that really, they're not asking for respect. They've kind of earned it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just disrespectful to lump everyone together in this fact that Marines are subhuman. I mean, I'm an Army guy, so I might say that Army guys are bad, but it's in good jest.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we understand that. And, my second oldest brother was in the Army, my oldest in the Air Force, and here I was representing the Marines. And our father was in the Army during World War II with Patton at the Battle of the Bulge. So we have a rich history in serving our country. And this is what I think that is at a loss here, is that there's so many people who can serve our country, and that there needs to be an accommodation for that. I am one to say, look, you got to have skin in the game, and why not? I mean, then we could draw from a broader pool of people and not stress and put so much on less than 2, maybe 3% of America's citizens are worrying about our national security at that level.
Yeah, it is a shame, and it really goes back to kind of those family discussions. And obviously the individual that was there filming on this day, mm-hmm. he comes from a family of service members. You come from a family of service members. You know, my grandfather was the first wave in Iwo Jima. You know, he was 16 years old.
Wow.
He got shot in the knee and the head. Luckily, the helmet stopped the bullet, or else I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
But this is someone who joined with his friend at the age of 16 years old. And I can only imagine what would occur if he walked into high school to listen to his teacher berate the Marines back in, the 1940s.
No, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Would this even be a discussion?
Without a doubt. But this is the America we live in today, and it's going to be up to the rest of us to honor the honorable things in our country. Army Captain retired Tyler Merritt, former Special Ops Commander and co-founder of Nine Line Apparel. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Captain, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, sir. Have a good day.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow, perhaps where you live. Rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
With you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, the Orlando nightclub terrorist dad was a secret FBI informant for more than a decade, is what prosecutors are revealing, prompting questions about whether authorities may have missed warning signs leading up to the massacre. This is according to FoxNews.com. The news disclosed Saturday to lawyers representing the Pulse nightclub shooter's wife, Noor Salman, in her own terrorism case related to the attack also led to immediate calls by the defense for a mistrial. Of course, they've come up with a picture with nightclub's dad holding up a sign. He was a supporter of Hillary Clinton. He had a sign spread out, makes the biggest investment since World War II. Hillary Clinton, good for national security. Hillary Clinton, ex-CIA chief. Morale, Hillary told the truth about Benghazi and gun control laws and all that. This was a sign that was held up, from August the 8th of 2016. That he was a pro-Clinton supporter and emerged previously as a confidential FBI informant for 10 years. And imagine, it's his son who goes in and does this massacre at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Of course, we'll keep you up to date as news continues to break on that. With us right now is John Graham. He is the producer of a new movie, an independent film, titled Kind Katie. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, thank you for coming on to talk about something quite revolutionary. This is the first time a faith film funding just got democratized, as they would say.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Well, so now we're crowdfunding. Everybody gets a chance to, if they wanted to ever see their credits on the big screen, their name on the credits, this is their opportunity, right?
Well, it definitely is, and it's a little bit different than a typical crowdfund. Crowdfunding, typically folks just make a donation, they get a T-shirt, they get a pat on the back. Mm-hmm. In this case, we're actually investors. We're offering an investment opportunity at about the same amount as you could pay to go see a movie,
mm-hmm.
you can become an investor.
Well, that's incredible. So this idea, quite novel. I mean, we've seen it operating in other areas. And for your movie, Kind Katie, give us some information. Tell us about the movie and how this crowdfunding campaign got underway.
Well, the film is called Kind Katie. It's about a young lady in Northwest Georgia who just really lived an amazing life of kindness and love for others. She wasn't that spectacular, you know, she's not somebody you would necessarily have seen and noticed other than the fact that she really loved folks. And what really caught my attention about her story was when she had a tragic accident. She died 18 years old, and her classmates responded in such an amazing way, many incredible ways, but one amazing way was they built a school in Nicaragua in her honor. Mm-hmm. In a village that used to be the town dump. And now this young girl who was just sort of a normal girl that loved people and loved Jesus, mm-hmm. 6,000 people now that used to be homeless and had no school now have a school. So as I was trying to get the story together, I saw another film came by on my Facebook feed, actually, that was utilizing this new legislation that came out in 2016 mm-hmm. that allows folks to become an investor for almost nothing, you know, very little amount.
Right.
And when the film is successful, they will be too.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So this is a sharing experience to get the word out in much the same way that Katie Beth Carter's classmates did by starting up this school. You know, tell us a little bit more about her. I understand that, you know, her dream was to become a marching ballerina at Jacksonville State University.
That's right. She actually accomplished that dream. She had a pretty rough senior year. Things didn't go exactly like she'd hoped. And but through a lot of just determination and trusting in God, God gave her that opportunity. She became a marching ballerina for the Jacksonville State team. And then after one game, she only got to march in one game. She went home for a Labor Day holiday with her family and was coming back to school. And that Labor Day, she was killed in that car accident. And it's just amazing how this one young life impacted so many people. Northwest Georgia just really rocked. In fact, Taylor Swift, the girls, her and her little sister were big Taylor Swift fans, and Taylor Swift made a $5,000 donation to the GoFundMe account for her funeral expenses. And it just became national news for you know, 15 minutes of fame. But my desire is to take care of that story to the entire world so that folks can see how, you know, just loving folks, doing simple acts of kindness can really make a huge difference in people's lives.
Well, there's something about this young girl, her legacy, as you said, you know, on the surface, nothing extraordinary, you know, that would stick out, but somebody who was kind. But there's something about her that makes her a... you know, I guess makes her story really special, and it does stick out, though you say in introducing Katie Beth Carter that, you know, on the surface, you know, not exceptional, but yet extraordinary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that fair?
That's very fair. I mean, she just she was just genuine. One of the teachers that we interviewed that knew her well said she talked to everybody as if they were the most important person in her day. And I think nothing typifies the life of Christ better than that. You know, somebody that that makes you feel better when you walk away from them than you did when they walked up to you. And right. And that was Katie Beth. Everything she did, she loved kids. She loved to dance. She was a good dancer. She wasn't the best necessarily, but she worked really hard and saw her dreams come true. And so we're trying to make it possible for the world to hear that story and folks be a part of that journey.
Exactly. And when you think about, you know, school environments these days, it's being talked a little bit, you know, it kind of goes in waves when we talk about bullying that takes place, the invalidation of humanity and kids. And it can be so brutal. You know, John, I don't know what it was like when you were growing up. I mean, you know, we had the typical peer pressure. But today, because of social media and the other portals to be able to communicate a message, I mean, it can be devastating on these kids at a time when they're so vulnerable, right?
It really is. It's tragic. tragic. You know, I know that there's a lot of political, you know, maneuvering going on right now with the recent shooting in Florida and those kinds of things. But honestly, part of the message of this film and Katie Beth's life was simply to love others, to show kindness. She was the girl that would sit with the kid that was sitting by themselves at lunch. Wow. She was the one that would notice the kid that was ostracized or marginalized. And it didn't matter if they were different, theologically, or if they didn't believe anything about what she believed. She just wanted to show them the love of Christ. And, it paid off, you know, mm-hmm. Pretty remarkable story.
Well, Katie's, you know, Christianity, get into that if you can a little bit more, John. When did she come to Christ? And, you know, for her to be living, you know, this kind of example in high school, pretty much against the norm these days.
Well, yeah, I mean, she has a remarkable family. I've known her in college. We were friends. I actually officiated their wedding. Mm. And they are just a tremendous, incredible family. And her older brother, Jacob, was actually on mission with Youth with a Mission in Australia for 2 years right out of high school. The younger sister, Kimmy, is going to spend all summer in Haiti serving others. I mean, clearly this family has raised a godly family.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie Beth was just, she was all about Jesus. She really mm-hmm. was. And it wasn't in a in-your-face kind of way. It was never distasteful. It was just that's who she was. I don't know specifically when she came to faith in Christ. I know that it was definitely a part of her life, and she was involved in leading worship. She played piano for her youth group praise team and went on several mission trips, including the mission trip that kind of culminated with this school being built in Nicaragua.
Wow. Well, what a great story to be told here of Katie Beth Carter, a true story. And here you are, you know, doing an equity crowdfunding. And explain to our audience in this last minute and a half this equity crowdfunding, different than most crowdfundings. And the fact that it's preceded by that word equity, it shows that you are you're an investor in a feature film.
Yeah, you know, for years, investors have been limited, folks that invested in film and many startups, been limited to those that were considered qualified investors. In other words, they had a lot more zeros in their bank account than I do.
Right.
But with this new legislation, it makes it to where anyone can be a part of that. It's still as regulated as any other investment. Folks will be making sure that we keep the promises that we say we're going to keep. And it's just a tremendous opportunity. My vision is that enough people get excited about this, that it really changes not only the box office sales of great movies, mm-hmm. but it really changes what movies are able to come to the screen. Imagine if folks could really vote with their investment dollars, not just their tickets.
Exactly.
And yeah.
Well, you've opened up an incredible door of opportunity, thank God, with this movie, Kind Katie. Remind everybody where they can go for more information and invest in this movie.
Yeah, it's real simple. Just go to Kind Katie, that's KATIE, kindkatie.com. Or if you are listening on a phone and you're not driving, you can text the word Katie to 21000.
Just like that. John Graham, he's producing the movie, wrote it, a great story, and one that we'll look forward to see. And, hey, look, at join the rest of us and invest in this movie. Go to kindkatiewithak.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I